Nepal has some of the world's highest mountains, but it doesn't have a whole lot of a ski scene there. The snow line is extremely high, something like 15,000 feet. So getting to the powder takes either a lot of effort or a lot of money. As Daniel Price reports from Kathmandu, some enterprising young Nepalis are trying to change that.
It would be a stretch to call Kalingchok a ski town. The village at about 12,000 feet is famous for a temple to the Hindu goddess Kali that sits on a ridge across stunning views of the Himalayas. On this Friday night, the town's wooden lodges overflow with young people dancing around campfires. A recent storm has brought both snow and Kathmanduites to play in it. 23-year-old Utsav Patak is determined to get some of them on skis.
In Nepal, nobody skis, I think.
Patak, who was born here but now lives in Kathmandu, runs Nepal Ski and Snowboard Foundation and is trying to convince Nepalis to take up the sport. He started skiing 2 years ago after seeing pictures on a German friend's Facebook page. Now, Patak envisions Nepalis creating a new industry.
Because everything should be started with the locals, so like if I also haven't started out saying these things, then maybe someone have done a long time.
Just a handful of mainly foreigners currently ski Nepal's jagged peaks through a few foreign companies. Getting to the snow requires either trekking for days carrying equipment, something called ski mountaineering, or paying for a helicopter drop. The country doesn't have a single ski lift. But Patak and others see potential.
It's not going to look like a Chamonix, like France, or it's not going to look like, you know, a Tahoe by any means.
Chris Pollock is a Marine Corps vet and co-owner of Colorado-based adventure company Myrmidon Expeditions. Last October, he joined a local company to snowboard Mira Peak, a 21,000-foot mountain in East Nepal. The group hiked up for 4 days and then skied down in 45 minutes. But Pollock says Nepal's lack of infrastructure offers a rare treat for adventurers.
You can go pretty much anywhere in Nepal. You'll be the first one ever to ski that slope or that peak.
Companies are exploring new terrain and higher peaks, but the high elevations come with safety concerns, like altitude sickness, which can be fatal. To support these trips, Nepal needs to turn its local climbing guides into skiers. Guides like Mingma Sherpa, who helped on the Mira Peak trip, but is more often on Everest.
Yeah, I joined 7 expeditions in Everest, but I did summit just 5 times.
The 27-year-old sees skiing as a money-making development, not just for guides, but for the whole tourism industry, which largely shuts down in the winter.
Every hotel is closed because of not developed winter sport in Nepal.
Back in Kalingchok, about 70 new skiers slide around and cheer each other on. 15-year-old Dolma Yomo is getting on skis for the first time.
Move your leg. Make a pizza shape, eh?
Fenchok Sherpa, giving her tips, has only skied a few times herself. The 22-year-old instructor rarely gets to. The snow in Kalingchok will melt in a few days, and getting anywhere with more reliable snow is at least a week-long excursion.
In Nepal, it's very hard to ski often due to the infrastructures, and all the ski gears are, we have to take it.
Utsav Patak hopes young Nepalis get hooked and drive the demand to set up the infrastructure here. He's engineering a rough ski lift and envisions snow machines in the future. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Price in Kathmandu.